Chapter 7. You have already written to me about marriage. It is good for a man not to marry. However, there is so much sexual sin everywhere. So, each man should be married and each woman should be married. The husband should satisfy his wife sexually. In the same way, the wife should satisfy her husband's sexual needs. The wife does not own her body. It belongs to her husband. And the husband does not own his body. His wife does. Don't cheat one another of sex. You may agree to stop for a while so that you may pray to God more, but after this time, you should come together again. Otherwise, Satan might tempt you through not having enough self-control. From my own knowledge, and not as a command, I am saying this. I wish everyone could be single like me. But God has given each person his own special gift. This is what I say to single people and widows. If you were to stay unmarried as I am, it would be better for you. But if you don't have self-control, then go ahead and get married. It would be better for you to get married than always to be burning with sexual desire. To married people, I am giving this order. The command is not mine. The Lord Jesus gave this order. A wife must not separate from her husband. If she does, she must stay unmarried or come back to her husband. A husband must not leave his wife either. I am saying this to others there. The Lord Jesus did not give a direct command. A brother might be married to a woman who is not a believer. Suppose she likes being married to him. He must not leave her. A Christian woman might have a husband who is an unbeliever, but he likes being married to her. She must not leave him, because the unbelieving husband is made holy by his Christian wife. And the unbelieving wife is made holy by the Christian brother. Otherwise, your children would be spiritually unclean. Now, they are holy. If the unbeliever wants to separate from his mate, allow that person to separate. A Christian brother or sister is not bound in such cases. God called us to live in peace. O wife, who knows? You might convert your unbelieving husband. O husband, who knows? You might convert your unbelieving wife.